This morning, our business correspondent, Robert Krulwich, has a report on a new system that may change the way in which we conduct our personal business in the future.
Stanley Marcus has been in the selling business for 50 years, most of that time as president of Neiman Marcus, the Dallas-based department store. And like most leaders in his business, he thinks that home shopping by computer is the coming thing for some very simple reasons.
Some people are lazy. They just don't want to get out. And I think that retailers make a great mistake in believing that all customers love to shop. I think there are a lot of people who don't love to shop. There are a lot of people who don't want to get on a crowded highway, don't want to fight through a crowded parking lot, and go into a store where there are no competent salespeople available to wait on them. So they say to themselves, well, if I'm going to have to go through that sort of hassle,
why not buy a home computer or some similar device and do more of it or all of it from home? Well, this morning I am going to show you exactly what it is like to shop from home electronically, because there are already a few services up and running. CompuCard in Connecticut, Infomart up in Canada, and the one I have chosen, Viewtron, in southern Florida. Now, Viewtron, 2 months ago, the Knight Ridder Company and AT&T started to sell a machine in the Miami area. It costs $600. It hooks up your telephone, your TV, also a box and a kind of typewriter keyboard, all of them together, although a home computer will eventually replace this system. And for an additional, how much is it?
$12.
$12 a month, you can do all kinds of things from home, including shopping. Now, we are going to buy something this morning. I don't know what just yet. Before we start, though, I want to introduce my color man here from San Francisco, Mr. Tom Rao, a consultant from Touche Ross & Company. And I do wonder, forgetting about the $600 for the box, why would anybody pay a fee, a monthly fee, for the privilege of going shopping? After all, I don't have to buy a Sears catalog.
I think that's a very good point, and I think in the case of shopping, it's a particularly difficult thing to justify.
Well, let's see what happens here. On the line with me now is Mary Balterman. She is spokesperson for Viewtron. She will shop with me. She's got a TV set on and everything's hooked up. I warn you that computers work logically, so we are going to be presented with a series of choices.
Okay.
What's the first thing I do?
I'll go ahead and type in the word shopping.
Okay.
And that will give me the list of all the different categories.
And what does it say?
Okay, the first item says values. Now, that would be a segment where all the sales would be. Anything that's on sale, anything that's a bargain will be in that section.
Seeing a list of today's sales at stores all over town, I think that's kind of neat.
But the key there is that it be comprehensive. It doesn't do you any good to know that two department stores are having sales when six other ones are having better sales.
I see. And at this point, all the stores are not yet participating. Let's finish up with my choices.
Mm-hmm. We have the gift guide. We have fashion products, home products, hobbies, amusements and tickets, home entertainment, and then a list of merchants.
I guess I'll go for hobbies.
Okay.
Sounds like you're Bill Cullen and we're on a quiz program. I'll go for hobbies, Bill.
Hobbies is number six, so I just press the number six, and then I press the button send. And now I'm looking at my TV screen, and I see Camera Stores, Colossal Bookmart, Galt Toys, Pinch a Penny, which is a general type of anything and everything store, Sporting Goods, and Balloon Adventures.
Uh-oh.
See anything there?
What the heck? Let's buy a book.
Okay. Four selections. Books to Order, Remainder and Sale Books, Pre-Recorded Videotape Club, and A Basket of Books. So do you want to order a book?
Yeah.
Why don't I press one then? Hardcover Fiction, Hardcover Nonfiction, Paperback Bestsellers, Paperback Quality.
Paperback quality.
Okay. One book is Miss Manners by Judith Martin.
Good, I want that one.
The other is Calder Born, Calder Bred.
No.
Thurston House.
No.
Thurston House.
No.
Color People.
No.
Living, Loving, Learning.
No.
L. Evans Beauty Book.
No.
Loom County.
No.
The Garfield Calendar. The Mm-mm. Christy Brinkley Calendar.
No.
And that's it for that section.
That's it? 10 books? It's 8 books and 2 calendars. What kind of a selection is that?
I think you have to understand the company is very much in a startup situation.
Uh-huh. So there's no reason why in 5 years I couldn't have 500 books in that catalog.
There's no technological reason why today you couldn't have books in print
everything
online in your home.
Okay, let's finish this up.
Do you want to order anything else, or should we go ahead and finalize?
No, let's do it.
Okay, so I just went ahead and finalized.
Okay, the machine already has today's date and my Viewtron number. I add in my credit card number. I tell the machine who I'm going to send the book to. It says, do we want to include a note to the
person? I'm going to send it to myself. I'll just go ahead and send it.
Although I suppose I could write myself a lovely little note. missing you so.
And, okay, now I'm looking at the screen that says, do I want to send it to the merchant or do I want to change or cancel the order? So see, at each point, you can still elect to back out of the deal,
right,
which is nice.
And that's it. Now, it wasn't a whole lot of fun, but I did just buy and send somebody a book from my house, figuratively. The bookstore will then send me a letter confirming the sale. Now, there is a service called CompuCard, which offers lots of goods with discounts, 20, 30, 40% off. Viewtron does not have discounts. And I'm not sure how attractive this is just yet, though it does come with many other services. Tom Rao thinks that when the big stores, Macy's, Sears, Penney's, Dalton Books, when they sign up...
And it's probably going to take 5 to 10 years for enough people to say, gee, what's on that service really is unique.
In the meantime, he says, these are very chancy ventures.
The chances that they're going to make a dime out of this service in the next 5 years are very close to nil. I don't know what they would say about that, but that's certainly my opinion as an outside consultant.
All right, Mary Balterman, what kind of reaction have you gotten in Florida?
Well, people here are smiling. Everyone is... the reception has been good.
Viewtron is one of the very first fully operational home shopping services in the United States, and we will be watching. I'm Robert Krulwich in New York.